With the bows, we come into our practice. We land in our bodies. With a friendly intention for awareness, with goodwill, we cultivate the postures of equanimity, those qualities that can help us meet the difficult, meet the moment as a friend. And so, really grounding through your feet, your legs, your bottom, your hands. Feel the sensations. Check for balance, left, right, front, back, through the whole body, sense of balance. Try on rolling your shoulders up, back, and down a few times. And on that last time, letting them, the shoulder blades rather flatten to the back, creating a bit of straightening to the back and an opening to the front, an uplift. So we have a strong back and a soft front, perhaps a sense of courageous poise. All the while still feeling that sense of balance and groundedness. And taking good care of head and eyes, that they too are balanced and the eyes are soft. Perhaps a sense of the eyes looking out at a big view, rather than downwards. And so we feel body grounded, balanced, with courageous poise and big view. Connecting with an anchor that works for you. Breath in a location, body as a whole, even body scan. And within this posture, endeavoring to meet this moment fully, to meet it as a friend. Perhaps too, bringing an intention for calming within your anchor and this posture. recognizing and allowing other experiences as they show. Let them move through. Perhaps they need a little mental note. Let them move through. Really grounding in body, if some experience is sweeping you away, come back to the posture of equanimity, your anchor, and recognize and allow it, perhaps a little investigation as you let it move through. Possibly during the practice so far, some difficulty has shown, or you've been having a particular situation in your life that's current that you would like to bring to the workbench of the mind, as Jon Kabat-Zinn says. So taking a few moments to be aware of what you might work on with the grain practice. And so aware of the story. And now really grounding through the body as we've been doing. Nicely grounded and balanced. Feel that poise, that courage. Let the position of the eyes be outwards. As if, like a mountain, a tree, a wise elder, having a big view over time and space. Perhaps feeling the breath. In the posture. As you hold in mind the difficulty. Recognizing with a label and allowing experiences around it to be known. And inviting Mara to tea with some investigation. Feel these experiences through the body, not lost in the mind. The end of rain and grain reminds us that whatever it is natural. It's nature rolling on, it's not always so. Letting ourselves get near to the difficulty with our mindfulness and with an attitude of metta throughout. Tara Brach will suggest with investigation to ask, what am I believing? Not to get lost in thought about it, but to let the question float as we recognize, allow, and investigate through the body. all the while very grounded in our postures, in the breathing. At any point, wrapping up your investigation, your grain practice, and returning to your anchor, embodying the posture of equanimity as best you can. When you're ready. The N of rain, grain, can also stand for nurture. To nurture ourselves with loving kindness. And so engaging, as you're ready, your own loving kindness phrases, particularly in response to the rain practice. Using your own or the ones offered by Christina Feldman in Boundless Heart. May I be safe and protected in the midst of this. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. Equanimity postures, soothing touch, what do you need? Continuing to ground through our postures, our anchors, as we offer the phrases for ourselves, that the phrases are embodied. Possibly sending the phrases to a benefactor who would care about this issue you've been engaged with, invited to tea. Benefactor, a friend, offering them your phrases, or the ones from Boundless Heart. Safe and protected, peaceful, ease and kindness in the midst of this, in the midst of things. Feeling their care and interest as you practice. Adding in any others as it feels nourishing, helpful in the midst of this difficulty. and then returning the phrases to yourself as you're ready. And taking a few moments to finish off the phrases for yourself and rest back in the body, grounded, balanced, poised, big view, back into your anchor and rest there. And listening fully to the bells to move us from the formal practice into the informal practice of being with one another. That we may take that same courage and poise, groundedness, balance, perspective into being here moment to moment.